You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Companies raised over rupees 52,000 crores through main board IPOs in 2023, demonstrating resilience amidst global volatility driven by rising interest rates and geopolitical risks. However, the number of issues rose, marking a dynamic trend. Despite this, experts maintain a strong bullish outlook on the IPO market for 2024. Excluding LIC's blockbuster maiden public issue of rupees 20,557 crores in 2022, the collection from initial public offerings IPOs increased by an impressive 36% this year. 2023 has unequivocally been the year of initial public offerings, witnessing 173 small and medium-sized enterprises SMEs and 52 main board listings. The market has seen outstanding debuts and subscriptions, reflecting the buoyancy of the Indian stock markets. Despite expectations of significant volatility in the upcoming year, experts believe that the primary market will continue to gain momentum. Now let's talk economy. High-frequency indicators including increase in GST collection, growth in private consumption, GDP print coming above markets' expectations, CPI inflation subsidizing meaningfully, and a resilient earnings suggest a sustained growth in the near term, said an analysis report by Cushman & Wakefield. Other high-frequency indicators such as monthly PMI surveys, retail sales, etc., too point towards sustained growth in consumption, it said. For the first three quarters of the current year, India's real GDP growth figures stood at 6.4%, 7.8%, and 7.6% respectively. RBI has also raised FY 2023-24 growth forecast to 7.0% from 6.5% estimated earlier. Next up, the Indian mutual fund industry, which has witnessed a 125% surge in net inflows and around 24% growth in assets under management, AUM, since the beginning of this calendar year, is likely to sustain its growth momentum in 2024, said a report by ICRA. The growth, it added, will be backed by strong macroeconomic fundamentals of the Indian economy and resilient earnings growth. The net inflows into the mutual fund industry were to the tune of rupees 25,616 crores in the month of November 2023, up from rupees 11,373 crores in January this year. On a year-on-year basis, net inflows surged by 93% as compared with rupees 13,264 crores in November 2022. Additionally, 2024 will be another landmark year for the realty sector as developers explore untapped growth areas. The coming year promises to fulfill the aspirations of India's smaller cities, says Yash Miglani, MD of Migsun Group. In an exclusive interview with Sanjeev Sinha, Mr. Miglani talks about the real estate's growth trajectory in 2024 and what made 2023 a remarkable year for the sector in Tier 2 and 3 cities, as he outlines the promises and opportunities that lie ahead, especially in non-metro towns and cities, as infrastructure development, affordability, and changing dynamics take center stage. As the realty market in major metro cities gets costlier, real estate developers are strategically expanding their footprint in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. These are untapped growth pockets, showcasing a dynamic real estate landscape of evolving aspirations and demographics in India's smaller cities. In other news, around 19,700 GPS-based navigation devices, known as Fog Pilot Assistance System for Safety, Fog Pass, are helping loco pilots operate trains around the country with minimal disruptions and delays while keeping the passengers' safety on priority, railways officials said. Officials say that as fog has begun to affect visibility in the morning hours, these devices are coming in handy in the smooth operations of trains. A senior railway official said that every year we increase our procurement so that we have enough stock of the device to use in times of need. In March 2021, we had around 12,742 Fog Pass devices. As the number of trains are increasing, with the introduction of new trains, we have increased our procurement of Fog Pass devices as well. Moreover, agriculture agri pump makers will see healthy revenue growth of 7-9% in fiscal 2025, said a report by Crisil Ratings. This, it added, will be supported by resilient domestic demand for conventional pumps and a surge in offtake of solar pumps, largely under the PM Kusum scheme. This will follow a likely revenue growth of 8-10% in the current fiscal. Operating margin too will remain healthy at 12-13% this fiscal and the next, riding on improving operating leverage and with prices of key raw materials remaining steady. This, along with a steady working capital cycle and moderate capital expenditure CapEx, will support credit risk profiles. CRISIL Ratings analyzed 5 large agri-pump makers, comprising nearly 55% of the sector's revenue, estimated at around Rs. 6,000 crores for fiscal 2024, to release the report. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. The benchmark equity indices ended Wednesday's trading session in the positive territory. The NSE Nifty 50 gained 213.40 points, or 1%, to settle at 21,654.75, while the BSE Sensex soared 701.63 points, or 0.98%, to 72,038.43. The broader indices ended in green, with gain led by large-cap and small-cap stocks. Bank Nifty Index ended higher by 557.35 points, or 1.17%, to settle at 48,282.20. PSU banks and auto stocks outperformed, where oil and gas stocks shed. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.